No Plan, a Dream SMP fanfiction written by From Janna and read by Fens and Marshes, with relationships, Kara or Captain Puffy / Nikki or Niachu, and additional tags, mutual pining, romantic fluff, could be canon, and Red Banquet, Dream SMP. Puffy cannot get her eyes off of Nikki. The entire situation is slightly ludicrous, to be honest, and none of it feels quite real. Foolish is off exchanging words with H-Bomb, which seem a bit, strange. Puffy makes a note to talk to H later and figure out what that is about. And Fundy is calling Rolexes something he should definitely not be calling them, and Bad is looking incredibly pleasant. The room is coloured a bloody, glowing red, like they're all sinners having a pleasant time in hell. Nikki stands out, of course, she always does. It's like she's an angel descending down to court with demons. At least one actual demon, in the case of Bad. And while she's dressed in red like they all are, she's ethereal, gorgeous, above it all. Wherever she's been disappearing to has been doing her good, Puffy notes, with something that feels terribly close to jealousy. Nikki's smile is easy, her face is flushed, and her eyeliner could probably cut Puffy open and save her from the sheer foolishness of her endless staring. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with her today? She needs to keep her head in the game. There's no way the egg pyre isn't going to pull something tonight, and Puffy is staring at Nikki Niachu. God, she's an idiot. Puffy cannot help, however, looking to Nikki's graceful hands for a specific ring on one of her fingers. It isn't there. Of course it isn't. Why would Puffy be holding out on hope? She's better than this. She's the parent of a particularly difficult to wrangle totem god. She's a captain who's been all over the world, and she's definitely the one voice of reason in this godforsaken server, thank you very much. She doesn't pine, she plans, prepares, plots. But also, she cannot take her eyes off of Nikki. Her shoulders are showing. Oh my god, Puffy, stop looking at your Sword of X's shoulders. The egg consuming them all would be better than this. Puffy would be happy to forsake all her omelette-making plans if it meant getting out of this stupid mindset. Puffy refocuses. She really hopes that Ant, most likely evil as he may be, made her a shrimp cocktail. That would probably get her in the right mindset. Yes, shrimp. Puffy's eyes wander, and now, goddammit, she's looking at Nikki's wrists of all things, adorned in golden jewellery, shining and pretty, just like Nikki herself. Here we go again! A punch to the jaw would be very helpful right now. Chirp drones on drearily. Puffy languishes. Across the ballroom, Nikki is very intently looking anywhere but at the captain. You should go dance with her, Fundy tells Nikki, playfully nudging her. No, look at her, Nikki exclaims, burying her head in her hands. Looking off in the distance, she's so untouchable. It's too awkward. Oh my god, Fundy says with a groan, but there's still a smile playing on his face. What's the worst thing that could happen? She'll say no? Exactly, Nikki cries. Honestly, what is wrong with her? She's a member of the Syndicate. She's nemesis. She's lived through war after war, and she's mortified by this idea of talking to her sort of ex? God, she's pathetic. Just go, advises Fundy unhelpfully, and shoves Nikki in Puffy's direction. Puffy is snapped out of her thinking about Nikki and how weirdly pretty her hands are by, oh my god, Nikki nearly colliding into her. Oh my god, Puffy says, dumbly vocalizing her train of thought. I am so sorry, Nikki says quickly, ducking her head, cheeks going pink like her hair. Man, she dyed her hair. Fundy, he pushed me. Oh, replies Puffy in a very intelligent way. I see. Always pranking, isn't he? Nikki, miraculously, laughs. Because of Puffy. Yes, he is. They both stand awkwardly, Nikki's face still flushed and Puffy staring at the floor. Would you like to dance? Asks Nikki abruptly.
To chirp?
Puffy responds dryly before she can help it, but it's worth it because it elicits another laugh from Nikki. Yes, to chirp. I think we could make it work. Things are surely going to go horribly wrong soon, but now Puffy is absolutely buzzing. Maybe the punch was spiked. Yeah, she agrees, smiling. We definitely could. The end. Thank you for listening. I like them so much. I care them. Comfort ship my... Fucking hell, that was loud. Comfort ship my beloved. I have been trying so hard to record this, but my family is just making noises.